Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're joined by Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communication, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, these two mass shootings, El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, have prompted New York's governor to stand up and tell the presidential candidates to sign a four-point gun pledge. Of course, he's been talking about how New York has been leading in gun control legislation. Of course, more passed at the end of this session, but begins with the SAFE Act.
Right, and the governor really went on a media tour, both nationally and in the state, calling on any presidential candidate who wants support in New York to sign this pledge that would require, it's a four-point plan, it would require universal background checks, a ban on assault-style weapons, a database on mentally ill people, and a red flag law to restrict gun possession from those deemed too dangerous. These are all things New York has put in place. So far, no presidential candidates have taken him up on it. It's kind of reminiscent of when Mayor de Blasio from New York City wanted to hold a presidential progressive forum in Iowa 4 years ago, and nobody took him up on it. In this case, the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, and the Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, were behind the governor and said they support this pledge. However, Stewart-Cousins told the Daily News that while we're talking gun control in this moment, the state should follow through on the SAFE Act provision to create an ammunition database. So when you buy ammunition, it goes into a database. That has not been implemented since the SAFE Act was passed a few years ago.
From there, let's talk about the Child Victims Act. Next week, we'll open the window for lawsuits that previously were under a statute of limitations can go forward.
Right. It opens a one-year window to revive old cases that were under the old law dead because of the statute of limitations. You're probably seeing a lot of ads on television from lawyers, you know, urging people to come forward. You're going to see a lot of lawsuits, I'm sure, filed come Wednesday, the first day that they can be filed. It's a big deal, you know, for victims. They say it will give them justice and in some cases closure to what happened to them as children. So we're going to see what happens. Meanwhile, we've had a little fight with JCOPE, you know, the agency that oversees state ethics. They're going after a rape victim who had been fighting for the Child Victims Act. They say that she spent more than $5,000 of her own money and should register as a lobbyist. That's brought back a lot of criticism from people saying she was just basically advocating for something, not as a lobbyist, but through her experience, and that JCOPE hasn't gone after bigger fish like Joe Prococo and others close to the governor and in government who have committed crimes and been convicted, but JCOPE sat silently. So they're wondering why they're going after a rape victim and left those people untouched.
Well, the governor signed legislation that would make cat declawing illegal in New York. I think it's fair to say enough veterinaries and veterinary science shows that this is cruel.
Yeah, and the governor called it a no-brainer, and I think New York would become the first state to do this, if not the first, one of the first. And it won even plaudits from Howard Stern, who is an animal rights activist, and Howard Stern ran into the governor at a party recently this week and thanked him for signing the bill.
We also have what was a controversial series of photographs and video of police being doused by water from citizens. The governor railed against the police response, which is to basically walk away from the situation. And now we're hearing that Speaker Hastie would be against making that a felony if it came up in the legislature.
The governor earlier this week railed against the NYPD and Mayor de Blasio for what he said was a lack of training in handling the situation. He said it was a bad move for the officers to walk away, that they should have arrested people. He said it never would have happened with the state police. Meanwhile, Republicans in the legislature have proposed a bill that would make it a felony to throw water or other things at police. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, pun included, threw cold water on it this week, saying that he does not see his chamber taking it up. He feels that while you have to show respect for police, the answer isn't throwing more people in jail.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications on Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.